is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane Phillips, heard on alternate Mondays. Jane is a medical intuitive, life coach and paranormal investigator. Call in right now for your free medical intuitive scan and energy healing treatments on the air. Dial 646-595-4274 now for your free session. That's 646-595-4274. Please welcome Jane Phillips back to News for the Soul.
Hello. This is Jane Phillips. I'm not getting Nicole on the line, but it sounds like my show is about to start, so I'm going to assume that it is. I am an intuitive medical healer from Bend, Oregon area now. I used to be in Santa Fe, and the show is to help people who might have physical issues that are a problem or possibly some mental health things that they're happy to help that. I do energy healing for people, and my website is intuitivemedicalhealer.com. And
can you hear me now, Jane?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Just the glitches on my end today. Fun and games. lines
it's
are packed,
okay. It's
by
been
the
that
way.
Lines
are packed.
Okay. All right. Hello, packed lines. I will tell, were you able to hear what I said before?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's just the glitches on my end.
That's fine. So everybody, know there are a lot of people that maybe want my assistance. Do know that if you listen to the show, that many times what I am doing will also work on you at the same time. If you have an issue, it can translate over, and people have received healing results just by listening to somebody else. So do understand that if you don't get a chance to have a personal on the air session, you still can be having a session with me for anything. So I will do body and organ scans and work on specific issues, and we'll see who we get to today. Jane Phillips,
all right.
Intuitive Medical Healer.com.
Here we go. Let's start with trying to go in order of holding here. Let's go to 909. Area code 909. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
This is Rhonda from Los Angeles.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So what can I support you on today? So how can I assist?
I just wanted to see if I feel like I have an ulcer or something like that, something in my stomach. I don't know. I wanted to see if you could tell me anything about that.
Okay. And how long have you noticed this?
Since around Christmas time.
And the question, been to see a medical doctor, a Western medical doctor, about this at all?
I tried. Yes. I did go, and they just said, oh, it's just GERD, and they gave me some pills.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. I get it. It's a little bit more serious. I don't like to, for anyone listening, I'm not really fond of putting, even if I get sort of in my head a translation of something, I'm a little bit more like a doctor of oriental medicine. I might talk about symptoms, but I'm not going to give it a label because the label then just will own it, right? And then that allows our body to have something that maybe they don't need. You don't need to have. So did the pills help at all?
I tend not to take a lot of pills. I take more herbal things, and things have helped. I haven't really had any flare ups. Maybe just this weekend.
inflammation in your system for sure. Let me make sure you're clear.
Yeah, I have a terrible line. I can't understand what you're saying.
Is this better?
That's better.
Okay. All right. For everyone listening, when I ramp up my energy, the phone, I can wreck my phone. So thank you for saying something. So what,
okay.
What I was saying to you is that the I'm seeing some inflammation in your system. I don't see it as though, which indicates that you do have some issues there. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. When I get to be on the air with people. All right. So the first thing I want to do is reset the whole intestinal system to perfect balance. So hang on a minute. I'm going to wrap your intestinal system in body pie, which is kind of like gold. And if anybody else has a part of their body they want a little healing on, just focus on that and get body prime around you. That. Body prime is a healing thing, and then the same gold energy is, but it's a little higher vibration. And I'm going to ask to restore, rejuvenate, and reintegrate your whole intestinal system to balance out. So, all right. Okay, and then Rhonda, what I didn't check for is I want to make sure that your energy is clear. So just a minute. So I'm just going to clear. You have four possessions on you. And again, for anyone listening, this is not a big deal. The energies that are on us sometimes are people who have passed, and they learn on us because that's who we are, not because of our karmas. And so if Rhonda has four possessions, that just means four collector. And then we're waiting for her to get on the radio show so that we help them go home. And I put a light above her head. If you think you have anything, anyone else listening, follow along. This will work for you. I ask Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Jesus, Archangel Raphael, and Israel. In 20 or 30,000 years. For each person, we now invite them to cross to the light to whoever rocks home with love and acceptance. Okay. Rhonda, what is your level of pain right now?
What is my what?
I'll put you off. What is your level
to ramp
of pain?
Up your energy. just very slight discomfort because I just ate something.
Okay. I put you back on my headset. Sometimes that works too. All right. So your level of discomfort is like a one or a two or something? Or is that four?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, maybe that's it. I'm trying to interpret what guidance is telling me. It feels like I have a cyst of something.
It feels like I have a what? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Jane, your line's really bad.
Yeah, I can't
hear
you. All
right, everybody, if you'll just...
I can't hear the instructions.
<Mm-mm>.
I think you should hang up and dial back in, Jane. It's quite bad. Okay, we're going to get Jane to dial back in. And... just stay on the line, hold that healing space, and let's give her a minute to redial.
Yeah, man, we all love to hear the good news, so we all should rush to hear the good news. Right. But wait till us find the good news. NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best, NSTN.
Oh, I think she's back. Okay. Better line, spirit willing. Okay, Jane, how's it sounding?
That's better.
Is it better?
So far.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, I can't understand. I cannot understand what you're saying at all.
Yeah, it sounds like aliens on the line, Jane.
Can you translate, Nicole?
I wish I could.
You can't hear either.
Oops. Oh, dear. Sorry, Jane. I clicked the button. It's a forced redial. I'll give her one more shot here. And this is why we always have to check in with the energy Jane show, because it can get crazy. And hopefully, is it third time lucky? Hopefully, this will be the one. Just watching the lines, dial back in. Hopefully she realized she's cut off and not just talking to aliens now. Any minute now. We used to have this, you know, Joe Dunning in the early years, about 20 years ago. Good God. She would just take a moment to start the energy thing and I'd hear, and then everything would just go crazy. Oh, here we are. Okay, Jane, avoid speakerphone, avoid all that stuff, and let's see how your life is.
All righty. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can?
So far.
Can you hear me? Okay. I've been very logical. Tuesday, and actually from. All right. So, Rhonda, what I was saying was that it felt like you had, you might have a stiff or a touch.
Well, I can't hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, still cutting out, Jane. I think we need to heal your line before we take another caller.
I don't. But
jeez.
Can you hear now? No.
Well, we could hear that one line.
I don't have another phone, so I think we're going to have to abandon the call unless you want me to try one more time. Do you want me to abandon the call?
We heard all of that. If you do what you're doing now and avoid speakerphone and avoid anything else.
I don't have a speakerphone because my headset wasn't working. So I'm just going to try and down. See how far we get. Can you hear me?
Okay.
So
yes.
Far-ish.
Okay. Every time we say that, it goes bad.
I don't want everybody to be frustrated, especially you, Rhonda. So, Rhonda, if you can hear me, I think, Nicole, it would be smart if we abandon this call and you do a replay. But, Rhonda, what I'd like is I would be happy to talk to you when I'm not on the radio. I might have a better connection. So if you go to my email, jcp@geysterllc.com, or you can go to News for the Soul and hook up there. I'll give you a have another session.
Okay. J.C. Geiser, LLC.
J.C. is in Peter. Three
J.P. Okay.
J.C.P. at Geiser, LLC.
Okay.
So ironically,
so
for all of that, your line's been good. So,
right.
You
want me to try again? Oh,
well,
okay.
Maybe give it one more go. What the heck?
All right.
Do what you're doing now.
Right. I'm doing nothing different. I'm just talking out everybody to calm my energy down. All right. So what I'm going to do for, excuse me, for Rhonda was I was checking to see if she would have a cyst in her system. And I'd like to go in and see if I can remove that. So just be patient with me a minute because I have to get re-psyched back. Just who's ever was interfering is hanging. So hang on. So I'm going to go in, Rhonda. And I'm going to ask my guys to go and just take in. We're going to put a little wrap around the cyst, get it tight. And then I'm going to ask, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going in and wrapping your cyst with a little net. And then I'm just going to gently put my hand underneath and remove it and recycle it. And then there's a little indentation. I'm going to put a little blue goo into your system, and blue goo is for any discomfort. I use it for pain. It's like a little salve. It's blue. And then I'm going to wrap the part where I removed the little cyst in etheric wrap.
Okay, my line is not good anymore.
Okay. Nicole, I think I had a suspicion, but I was hoping I was wrong. And as far as everyone listening, I do get alien interruptions. They're not trying to be mean to me, but if they're working in the area, I'm in trouble. I think it would be best because I lose my concentration and that's not supportive.
Right.
If anybody listening to the show wants to reach out to me, I'll open up my 30-minute sessions, which I don't do anymore, and I'm happy to try and help a few people. If you go to jcp at geiserllc.com, I'm happy to give the first three people to reach out to me a free session because of today's show. But
yay.
Okay. All right. Because that's the
easy
way I ever get
to do this. The easy way to do this is simply go to newsforthesoul.com and find Jane's profile there, because it's hard to hear what you're saying, let alone remember that. So this literally could be aliens on the line. That's exciting. Thanks for calling and giving it a go, caller. And, I think that's probably the best thing to do since we have aliens on the line. Yippee.
Yep. Well, and that's my world, unfortunately.
It just is. All right, Jane, be well. Enjoy the ride. And we'll talk in a couple of weeks. All right, so Jane Phillips and others, go to newsforthesoul.com, find Jane. First three people get a free session. Ready, go.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.